Seamus Toomey joins us from Black Club Chicago with extremely local news. Seamus, good morning. Let's talk about the downtown YMCA and what's going on there.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, there's a plan in the works to build a brand new YMCA. This would be right in the loop at about State Street and Van Buren, which would be right across the street from the Harold Washington Library. This is on a stretch of land that where Elwood Blues used to live, and that SRO in the Blues Brothers, if you can picture that. Carrie Fisher blew that whole block up. So it's a really cool-looking building. It's being designed by Gene Gang's Studio Gang, and it was supposed to be 20 stories and about 200 units for some of it was going to be affordable housing. There was going to be a basketball court, child care center, and a big use of the Pritzker Park out front as a plaza. It got scaled back a little bit this week. They're saying they're having some trouble raising the $100 million, and it's getting a lot more expensive over the last year. But still, they're planning on at least 12 stories, about 115 apartments, and it's like I said, it's a red brick, pretty striking building downtown that would really fill in a hole down there and serve as an anchor on State Street. You know, we haven't seen a ton of new projects down on that corner of the city, so we're keeping an eye on this one. It's be a very interesting building with some opportunities for people who live in the area to use it, including the park out front.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to this bird sighting here. Not just any bird. This is great.
Right. Animal stories. This is a spotting of an American bald eagle on the north side of Chicago, which is extremely rare for us. I mean, it used to be extremely rare anywhere, but they are having a comeback. And just in the last couple weeks, residents up in the Irving Park neighborhood, I would say roughly around the north branch of the river and Irving Park Road, have been spotting this eagle, maybe a couple of them even, just fishing in the north branch of the river, with really just sort of a majestic sight for these people to see. We looked into it, and the experts are saying, eagles tend to migrate south a little bit as the rivers up north start to freeze and it's harder to catch fish. So they're making it further and further. We've seen some down in the south suburbs and even the south side along the Calumet River. But with the Calumet River practically freezing in this last cold snap, the eagles are looking for moving river. So the North Branch was still good eating up there. So this one's been flying around and really giving folks a new site, something to check out. So we're trying to figure out what we should name this guy. And so far, we've asked our readers, and the winner so far appears to be Eagle Man after the old semi-terrible insurance commercial that they used to show in the 80s where the eagle lays a giant egg on top of the car. And yeah, Look at those great rates.
Do we have to name everything around here now? Snow plows, birds, that would make for good bird watching this weekend, a bald eagle. Finally,
you know, the naming story is always a good second day story, Bob.
Yes, exactly. Chicago history, and for a long time, I don't think people really knew about the Eastland disaster, but in recent years, you've heard about it more, and now this is a chance to dig into it a little bit, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, the Eastland disaster recently had its 100th anniversary. It happened in 1915 when a giant boat on the Chicago River capsized. It was supposed to be carrying thousands of people out into Lake Michigan for a work picnic for Western Electric. Unfortunately, when people got on it, they all rushed to one side of the ship and it tipped over in the Chicago River, and 844 people drowned. It's now back in the spotlight because the Newberry Library on the north side, they just got access to all of the artifacts and documents and other things associated with the East Lynn, and it's all being digitized and available for anyone interested, students, researchers, descendants of the victims. They can all go to the library at 60 West Walton Street and look around. In addition to the photographs and the postcards, there are survivor accounts. There are accounts by the emergency workers that went to the scene, and really just trying to keep this, in the minds of people. It was a long time ago, but if you walk down the Chicago River by Clark Street, you can tell. I mean, it's a pretty small area, and just the picturing the this overturned boat there in a disaster. It's not that hard to reimagine how something terrible like that could happen. So so Newberry Library, if you're interested in the East Lynn disaster, they got all these records from the East Lynn Disaster Historical Society in Arlington Heights, which is was looking for someone to pass it along to, as some of the curators there are looking to retire. So it's in safe hands at the Newberry now.
Seamus Toomey, thank you.